people across the street. In the so-called dead of night, they shake their lives into plastic bags and leave the rented house lying in its lot like a rind. Pipes of wort of sore throats, screen door waving. Their boat they leave to drift in a swirl of leaves by the garage. The unrolling road begs pardon for being hard. Flakes of light rain down when the stars say, "That's enough," and twist the bolts of the night. The kids sleep in the back. The radio swears by its God a good deal. But they miss nothing, neither the funhouse past with its long face nor the crumpled map of the future. Certainly not the present flying by the windows. People like that. Somewhere else now, opening a bank account, taking the kids to school, getting jobs, filling the kitchen cabinets. People who once eased a boat out into the cool water of a lake on a summer morning and let the sun decide which way they'd go, and who vowed, as we all did once, to let the water take them back to what was good, who promised to give in to what was right and best, and to just walk away from whatever it was that kept them in their old life.